Can you believe that we've been doing this show for over 10 years? Holy crap! And people still ask me what my philosophy is and what I used to create the show. Well, look no further. Here it is. This used to be available on Kindle only in a poor edited version, but I finally put it on print on demand and you can actually order it and read it without pulling your hair out or dying it. Every person walking around has a war within them. And with a book like this, not only can you fight that war, you can win. Do yourself a favor. The link tree is in the Meat Gazer box. Click it immediately. And it'll take you to Amazon where you can get this book and my fiction books as well. You like gore corn? Well, I like gore corn with butter and salt. What's going on, you simpering scientists? Terrence Pop here from Redonkulous.com. And good Pop showed up today because I have nothing but good advice for the young dudes out there. You know who you are. All you young dudes out there who are young, dumb, and full of something that rhymes with dumb. And you're dumb enough to be out there looking around for young women who are also young, dumb, but they're full of someone else's cum. Screen 5. Never, ever shake the whore tree and expect a wife to fall out. And don't ever go to the tool shed expecting to find a jackhammer, because that's everyone else's job and not yours.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
And why is that? Because you are smack dab in the center of the friend zone. You're not hot enough to bang, but your wallet, it's very attractive. With that being said, pour yourself the menagerie. You're going to need it because we're taking an express train right to hell or the friend zone. Take your pick. And please, gentlemen, make no mistake. 90% of the time or more, you'll wind up automatically in the friend zone. It used to be a much smaller number until, you know, social media. I want to raise the toast to modern women. Destroying relations between the sexes one upload at a time. Cheers. Yeah. And before we get started, I have a message for all the ladies who are going to scream and say, I am full of shit. All I'm really doing is throwing the rock of truth into a pack of dogs, and the one that yelps is the one I hit. So if the truth hurts, please just ask yourself why. Because this hookup culture that you all complain about is 1,000% your fault. You wanted the birth control and the abortions because you wanted to act just like men. And yet, you say masculinity is toxic. I wonder why you're so unhappy. With that being said, we have lucky 13 symptoms of the friend zone. And number one, we've all heard this statement, and if you haven't, I am genuinely shocked.
Oh gosh, I wish I could find someone like you.
But it's definitely not you, so don't get any ideas.
Get it.
This is the worm on the hook floating in the water. She is deliberately giving you hope that one day in the future, you're gonna get a chance to tap that. What it's really about is keeping you on standby just in case.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
While you're in the friend zone, thumbjacking your shitbox, the revolving doors in the front and back of her dorm room are spinning like a top. The football team, well, they're cooming in the front. And the soccer team, well, they're coming in the back door, if you know what I mean, because soccer's gay. All right, gentlemen, please accept this simple truth. If, and I mean if, you get a chance, you must know you are the absolutely last guy in line.
If you want to do a family reunion with your Eskimo brothers, you're gonna need a Coliseum screen fiber. With that being said, number two.
I just don't see you that way.
What she's really saying is she is not attracted to you whatsoever. But if you stick around after you hear this shit, you get no sympathy from the popster. In fact, if you want it, you know exactly where you can find it. In the dictionary between shit and syphilis. Ha ha ha! Take a drink, number three.
You're a great guy, but...
We know what that means. Everything before the but was a complete lie. And everything that comes after is even worse. Call us men whatever you want. Call us toxic, call us pigs, because honestly, we really don't care. Because we say what we mean, and we mean exactly what we say. That, coupled with the fact that we dominate you in all your sports, pretty much means the battle of the sexes is over, and we won Screen 5. When it comes to rejection, women really only have two modes. They either reject you outright with your tail tucked between your legs, or they will intentionally manipulate you to keep you in the friend zone for your resources. There's a word for that. I wonder what it is. Pathetic!
I'm so ashamed.
That is some deceitful Jezebel shit right there. Listen, if a woman who's picked the meat off the bone ugly approaches you in that type of manner looking for a date, that dude is not going to keep her around in the friend zone. He's going to nicely steer her away so his boat doesn't hit the iceberg. When a man rejects a woman, he's usually upfront and honest about it while trying to spare her feelings to some degree. Now, am I saying there's no friend zone for women? Of course not. But they work in polar opposite ways. When men are in the friend zone, they're getting milked for all of their cookies and they get no nookies. When women are in the friend zone, they get all the nookies without the cookies. But don't you dare complain about this, ladies, because it's what you wanted. You want to talk about some double standards here? Well, here it is. Men are not lying to women when they say, yo, if you fail the dick stacking test, you're probably not going to stay married for long. But women have lied to us when they say this one simple phrase, all I want is a nice guy. Yeah, right. Bullshit! Women instinctively lie about what they want because it makes them look bad. They lie to themselves, their kids, their family, and by default, everyone else. And the only ones she doesn't lie to is the mongrel horde of Kiaka just lining up to plow that ass. And all the rest of the dudes, well, they go to the friend zone with their wallets on standby.
Here they were, and there they went.
Either way, whoever believes the lies is an idiot. And the people who want to profit from those lies are evil. Space Ghost is on. Number four.
Someday he'll make someone else very happy.
I got news for you dudes. If you stick around after you hear that phrase, you deserve everything you get. But I wish I could say that is as bad as it gets. Because the next few all work in tandem with each other. Number five, she wants your thoughts about other men that she's banging. Metaphorically speaking, this is the equivalent of her rubbing her cack-filled cooter in your face. Speaking of which, it looks like you have icing. Were you at Cinnabon Buns? Oh, God! You got bazooka juice on your chin, bro. Do something about that.
That's disgusting!
In addition to that nightmare fuel, you have number six. She doesn't just want your thoughts. She wants to give you a blow-by-blow of her shagnanigans with other dudes. And why? Because, you know, you're friends and she's not trying to torture you psychologically, right? Because women don't try to sell themselves to dudes that they see as good potential providers.
I think I can smell shite.
Women do this all the time, but... Sorry, ladies, it's stupid. You cannot sell yourself to us the same way a man sells himself to you. Women, they value pre-selection. Men, not so much. You chose to believe there's no differences between the sexes, right? Bottom line, any woman who tells you about her sexcapades is not your friend. So, in the immortal words of Biff Tannen, make like a tree and get the hell out of there.
It's leave, you idiot.
Number 7, and this one is very unlucky.
I love you. Like a brother.
Ooh! Just hearing that, it feels like I got the shocker. Space Ghost is on. This, in so many words, is the chef's kiss of death. And if you stick around after this, there's no helping you, bro. You might as well stick your junk in the garbage disposal, because any hope you had of banging that ass just got ground up. What she's telling you here, dudes, is
you're a good dude, but I'm not feeling it, and I never will.
Here's a newsflash, ladies. If you use those words exactly like that, we would be okay with it.
That's not true.
It is true.
Rejection is the default setting for interacting with women. Stop giving us false hope. We're not like you. Men actually respect honesty. On top of that, just think how much easier everything would be if you were just honest with us in the beginning. You wouldn't have to worry about which male friends are actual friends and the others that are not.
Let's see. Take responsibility for my own life or blame you. Ding, 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 ding. Blame you wins hands down.
Dudes, I'm going to say something here and you're probably not going to like it. But in defense of the ladies, they kind of have a point. If you are masking your true intentions and sticking around for the hope of someday knocking off a piece, it's kind of creepy. Treat them like we would like to be treated. Let them know who their friends actually are.
He's right.
Now, good advice is only good if it applies to the people you're dealing with. Now that I think about it, women, well, they keep frenemies around, so check everything I just said. Number 8, and I call this one friend farming. If asking advice about the dudes in the sack wasn't enough, if loving you like a brother didn't push you out the door, just wait until she asks you to hook her up with one of your friends.
No! Oh, please, God, no!
Ah, the elevator. Bing! Oh, no. Oh, no, we're going to the seventh circle of hell! I just wanted to go to the basement! This actually happened to me about 3 times in my life, and I'm going to be honest, I would rather have stapled my scrotum to the hood of a car. In traffic, on the expressway, getting it ground off between the car and the wall, Space Ghost. But there are dudes out there who are so weak, they will acquiesce to the request and still stay in the friend zone. This is a Cyrano situation. In that play, we know how it ends. Everyone dies. He got one kiss before he went 2 tits to the sky, but he did help his friend get with that woman so he could tap it out. What kind of sadomasochistic crack are you smoking, Hunter? Screen 5.
Is this a 5 o'clock free crack giveaway?
And number 9, this one leads to very awkward discussions. Instead of coming to you for advice about other dudes they want to bang, they actually approach you and quiz you for sexual instructions. Let that hit home. All right. You're good enough to be in the friend zone. You have a great wallet. You're probably well astute to manipulating the beef and cheddar, but she wants someone else to do it. Get the hell out of there, gentlemen. What are you doing? That's like coaching the other team's pitcher to strike you out.
That's just stupid.
Imagine coupling this with friend farming. It is the ultimate in nightmare fuel. Not to mention, this is the ultimate self-betrayal. You hooked her up with your friend. Now she comes to you for advice on how to manipulate his Peg D. Listen, gentlemen, if you actually do this, my sympathy for you just went into negative numbers, and you're an idiot and you deserve what you get. And right now, you're getting the knife hand. Unfuck yourself! Go get yourself another piece, because no woman is worth this. You're flushing your self-respect like you should be flushing your condom when you're done with this stupid woman. Oh my God! Number 10, and this kind of sounds like we're moving into breakup territory.
It's not you, it's me.
This is a woman riding the carousel. My advice to you is let her be. In fact, give her some tickets so she stays on even longer.
She belongs to the streets.
But I did say this sounded kind of like breaking up, because this is exactly what that is. She's telling you to break up with your aspirations, if you know what I mean. It's not going to happen, and no amount of hanging out in the friend zone is going to change that. Why? Number 11.
I'm just not looking for anything like that right now.
When you hear that, you know she's front row center on the Rooster roller coaster, taking bugs to the face. But I will say this, it's very amusing hearing it coming out of a woman. Because men say this when they want to keep women in the friend zone all the time. And women, let's face it, they're just as stupid as we are. A dude will say this, and women hear,
"Well, if you cheat or flip my penis enough times, I'll change my mind."
Yeah. That's not gonna happen.
Number 12 and 13, they are intimately related. But they both boil down to the same thing. Number 12.
Can you go to the store and buy me some tampons?
Yeah, let me get right on that. Number 13, resource leeching. What they're doing here is they want you to be the financial boyfriend and the eunuch at the same time. They want you to participate in all of the boyfriend activities with absolutely none of the perks. Oh yeah, sign me up for that because I have so much self-respect I could waste it on you, Space Ghost.
Wow, that's good. Moltar, make a note of that.
No.
Come on.
I'm busy.
This is manipulation at its finest. Now, am I saying that men and women can't be friends? Of course not. There are women out there that have that little sister vibe, and that's totally cool. Just like there's, you know, scientist men out there who like to go shopping but yet somehow hit the poon. At least when their wife's boyfriend is hitting it, Screen 5.
That is so mean.
But the best way to defend yourself against this list of horseshit is don't allow yourself to walk into the friend zone willingly. Let's be honest, walking in and then going, oh shit, and leaving, that's one thing. Some dudes actually bring a refrigerator box and live in the friend zone for years because they're that desperate and stupid. And most importantly, they're too fucking nice. And that is the number one way to get out of the friend zone. Stop being nice. Be nice to the people in your life who deserve it. That doesn't mean you're a complete dick asshole. You can still be civil with people and yet not be too nice.
That's goddamn right.
Number two, if you're into a woman, look her in the eye and just tell her. And best of all, do not wait years to do this. Make your intentions clear early on so you don't waste each other's time and resources. Even if she rejects you, she will respect you because you sacked up and told her the deal. And number three, if she rejects you and you leave, she'll respect you even more. In fact, there's a high probability she'll reevaluate her appraisal of you. Rejection forges men, and at the same time, it destroys women. Because women lie, and they lie a lot, they set their own death trap with rejection.
What the hell are you talking about?
She might actually consider you as a dating prospect, but she wants all of the power and dynamic in that relationship. So if she rejects you and you chase her, guess what you just did? You shoveled your power right into her cooch de sloot. But if she rejects you and you leave, you just took all of that power with you. Women expect you to chase them. And if you don't, they kind of want to know why. And their first assumption will probably be that you are actually higher value than they are. Next thing you know, she's chasing you and you get a chance to get a crack at the crack. Number four, the best way and the most honest way to avoid the friend zone is sack up, look her in the eyes and go, no. Every time she tries to get boyfriend resources from you with no activities, the answer is no. She wants to hook up with one of your friends? No.
It's fine. She does that.
They hate hearing the word no, but at the same time, it kind of soaks their panties. It's a weird dynamic. No matter how you slice it, if you say no up front, they actually respect that. This takes us back to the episode called Dude Law. Number one, I am the man that I am, and I'm not going to change for you. Saying no to any woman conveys this fact. Just ask any dude who got divorced right after his wife said, "You're not the man I married." You're right, I'm not. I allowed you to change me and now you don't respect me. I set my own death trap and I willingly walked into it. I might as well got caught smelling my own finger.
Seems okay.
Number five, and this one is my favorite saying. When in doubt, asshole your way out. Because assholes, they're probably going to get a second crack at the cookie. Women, they'll never tell you this, but they don't want a man to grovel at their feet and put them on the pedestal and tell them how great they are. They want a man who can lead so they can do what they do. That is follow. Assholing your way out doesn't mean you treat them like shit. You treat them exactly how they treat you, like an option. Options, they can be taken or left. When women believe you have options and you pick them, it actually means something in their warped minds. But if you treat this woman like she's the best thing on the planet, you are going to get manipulated. Bottom line, commitment with no boundaries means you have no commitment. Men are the prize, plain and simple. And you ladies out there who actually think you're the table, I got nothing but bad news for you. A table by itself is pretty much useless. All it's good for is collecting objects or things people bring to it. And if you think you're the table, congratulations, because you're down on all fours where you belong. Screen five.
How dare you?
Well, that being said, that's about as mean as I'm willing to get today because this is good pop. So I'm going to finish up my drink here. That's herbal tea and fuck you, we're fighting in the parking lot. Please check out the links below in the Meat Gazer box. And one of those links will lead you to where you can get a hard copy of this book that contains my philosophy. With that being said, I'm going to take a trip to the friend zone with an RPG and see if I can free some of these guys. Take it easy. Women want the nice guy who will throw them down, spend their money, pull their hair out of the head while jackhammering from behind and asking to do it to your friend. I'm trying to make sure that the dudes behind me don't get fucked while they're trying to get fucked. It's weird, I know, but that's the dynamic. Bottom line, if she's telling you about her sex capades, do a tree and leave.
Make like a tree and get out of there.